Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business. You're very welcome along. My name is Emmett Oliver. Last part of the programme, we are talking about advertising. There's been a big increase in the number of influencer-led advertising complaints submitted to the Advertising Standards Authority. They got 1,400 complaints generally concerning 1,134 advertisements last year. That's according to their latest annual report. We're now joined by Orla Toomey, who's the Chief Executive. Good morning to you, Orla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. There seems to be a particular specific problem in relation to influencers. You've got 20% of all complaints received by the authority concerning this area. Is it because those influencers are just not obliging to the codes, or is it because they just don't know?
I think it's probably a mix of the two. I think there's a hugely diverse ecosystem of influencers. Obviously, people coming into that ecosystem all the time who might not necessarily be aware. I think it's also partly led by the fact that in October of last year, Advertising Standards Authority and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission issued updated guidance on how to disclose when content is advertising. And we certainly saw an increase in complaints after that. And that led us to introduce our social media reporting form, where people could anonymously tell us about content, and then we can assess whether or not it's something we need to take on board. And I suppose one of the things that we have been doing, and also the CCPC have been doing, is trying to raise awareness in this area so that influencers know that they need to disclose when material is advertising content. And I think the fact...
So I was going to just ask, of those complaints, the 279, how many of them were sustained, or you know, there was some kind of remedy needed at the end of them?
That's a good point, because just because we receive a complaint that something is misleading doesn't actually mean that it is. So we did have a number of adjudications last year in relation to influencer marketing. But what we decided to do when we launched the guidance is to adopt an educate and inform process, because the guidance was more specific than previous guidance. And we wanted to give everyone a chance to bring themselves into compliance. So we were writing to influencers and writing to brands. We've now moved into a more enforcement stage.
Okay.
We will be bringing cases to our complaints committee. Oftentimes when we do write out to influencers and say, look, you're not doing it properly, they undertake to us that they will do it in future properly. So for us, that's a win, because we're now making sure future content is correct.
I suppose you have to be careful equally, because it is a form of advertising, so you don't want to be giving them an advantage against traditional advertisers who have been playing by the rules. So I suppose you have to be careful that there's equal treatment
absolutely.
Of both.
Oh, and there is, and absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, some, you know, when an advertiser who's advertising in traditional media, be that, you know, traditional offline or online media, I mean, if they come to us, so if we go to them and say, look, you're making a mistake here, and if they say, well, we'll correct it, I mean, there are times where we'll say, well, that's fine, it's corrected, we don't need to go any further. So we do apply an equity across all types of advertising. I suppose influencer marketing is somewhat different to other advertising, because you don't have sort of like in maybe an agency or a marketing department creating the content. It's the influencer creating the content.
And do you think, Orla, you were saying that they're pretty good and obliging once you talk to them. Do you think some of them are just ploughing on until caught? You know, sort of like, let's just keep doing what we're doing until we're told otherwise. Is that part of the problem?
That's very hard to say. I'm not in their minds, to be honest. But I think sometimes it's just people don't know. They try, and there's other times it's we can see that they're making an attempt to follow the guidance, but they're just not getting it quite right. But I think the fact that, you know, we had up to between 17th of November and the end of December, 903 notifications from consumers about some 300 influencers shows that there is a really strong consumer interest in this. Consumers understand how important it is that advertising be flagged as such. And I think it's important for influencers and the brands they work with to really think about their brand reputation.
Okay,
listen,
Orla,
they
don't like the things are misled to them. I have to leave it there, unfortunately, due to time. Orla Toomey is the Chief Executive of the Advertising Standard. Fascinating area of influencer marketing and advertising.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.